South Korea has problems of its own. It has the highest suicide rate of any developed country, more than twice that of the United States, and the rate has doubled in the past decade. A man in the city of Daejeon has an unusual way of addressing the issue. He runs the Coffin Academy, a seminar program that tries to teach the value of life by making participants face the prospect of death. Reporter Lisa Jing went along to check it out.
About 60 South Koreans put on traditional Korean death robes made from hemp. Then they step into wooden caskets. The lids are closed and hammered shut. This isn't a real funeral. The coffins remain closed for only 5 minutes, and the pounding of nails is just for show. It's the last rite of passage at the Coffin Academy. Students here also write their own epitaphs and eulogies. The cost is $30 for the four-hour seminar. Jung Jun came up with the idea for the Coffin Academy. He says it's designed to shock people into appreciating what they have.
In America, there was 9/11. In Haiti, there was the earthquake. At any moment, life can be taken away, so you need to see how important it is and the value of living life to the fullest.
Jung Jun says he considered killing himself more than once.
After graduating from college, I started a few businesses, and they didn't work out. So I was ashamed and wanted to end my life. I tried to jump off a bridge, but that failed. Then I decided to slit my wrists, and that was also unsuccessful. After that, I realized that life is important, and I shouldn't kill myself. That's why I started this program.
Oh Kun-yong is getting his portrait taken for the photo that will go on top of his casket. He says his life was going nowhere, so he came to the seminar to get a new start. Oh says the turning point was reading his own eulogy in front of the others. He says, when I was writing my eulogy, I was thinking of my family, my wife and kids, how they'd feel if I died. I almost started crying. Oh says later, lying alone in the closed coffin made him think about how he could start again. Kwang Moon Lee says he had a similar revelation. He's in his 30s and works in the IT industry.
I used to think a lot about why this person is better than me. What's so good about that person? But I realized after this program what I'm good at, and I should make the best of it.
Lee says he called his mother right after the seminar and told her he would do better and that he would live his life more fully. Today's participants are here as part of a corporate seminar, but Jung Jun says his program typically attracts individuals who are thinking about ending it all. Some are skeptical, though. Kyusob Ha is a psychiatrist and president of the Korea Association for Suicide Prevention. He says mental illness and suicide are so stigmatized in Korea that people who need help often don't seek it.
But my personal experience says that those who have a suicidal idea may not seek any coffin experience or something, you know. That is why I said that the coffin experience is not directly related with the suicide. Those who want to find out the meaning of living can go to the coffin experience, but those who want to die will not go to the coffin experience.
Jung Jun insists his clients come out ready to start living again. And it's clear that those who take the seminar find the whole experience moving. For The World, I'm Lisa Shing, Seoul, South Korea.